Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sarda Energy & Minerals Limited Q2 FY22 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Sarda, Joint Managing Director, Sarda Energy & Minerals Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. A very good afternoon, everyone. I extend a very warm welcome to all of you to the Q2 FY22 earnings call of Sarda Energy & Minerals Limited. Our press release and investor presentation containing details of performance has been uploaded. Today's discussions may include forward-looking statements which must be considered in conjunction with the risks that industry in general and our business in particular face, and actual results may vary materially. The quarter gone by has been good for metal industry in general. Average sales realization of different steel products were broadly in line with first quarter. In case of ferroalloys, average realization improved from rupees 84,000 to 96,000, and so the profitability, which is reflected in the segment performance. We have exported 24,000 metric tons of ferroalloys during the quarter against 10,000 metric tons in Q2 FY21. We have always focused on ESG and invested in green energy and waste recycling. Today, our green energy generation capacity exceeds our thermal power generation, and we will continue to invest in the green energy in the future. The Rongneung-Chu hydropower project, which commenced commercial operations from end of last quarter, operated satisfactorily and generated more than 205 million units in this quarter. Provisional two-part tariff has been approved by the regulator for the project. Based on the provisional tariff, we have earned revenue of rupees 128 crores in the quarter. The mining lease of the Gare Palma 4x7 coal mine has been granted on 18th October 2021. The company is in the process of getting mine opening and other permissions and execution of necessary documents. We are making efforts and are hopeful to start coal mining in this month. We are also participating in auction of iron ore mines announced by state governments. The ferroalloys expansion project at Vizag is expected to be operational ahead of scheduled commissioning of March 2023. The 25-MW Rehar hydropower project has achieved financial closure. The firm has started awarding contracts related to the project. We expect to complete the project before end of FY 2024-25. Mr. P.K. Jain will brief about financial performance and position of the company.
Thank you, Pankaj. The company has achieved highest ever quarterly consolidated revenue of rupees 1,025 crores during quarter two FY 2022, against rupees 832 crores in quarter one and rupees 548 crores in quarter two of the previous year, registering a growth of 23% quarter-on-quarter and 87% year-on-year. Commercial operation of Rongneung-Chu hydropower project has also contributed in improved financial performance of the quarter. The company has reported EBITDA of rupees 440 crores during the quarter against rupees 268 crores in the previous quarter and rupees 157 crores in quarter two of the previous year. The company's profit after tax at consolidated level stood at rupees 256 crores as against rupees 168 crores in previous quarter and rupees 84 crores in quarter two FY 2021, resulting into earning per share of rupees 71. For the quarter under review, all segments did better than the previous quarter. Debt position. At the standalone level, the company net debt-free. As on 30th September, bank balance and liquid investments stood at rupees 360 crores. Term debt net of cash and current investments stood at below rupees 1,200 crores, and net of loans given, it stood at rupees 930 crores. Loans repayable within next one year is rupees 120 crores. The company has persuaded lenders to accept prepayment and has prepaid most of the loans falling due up to 31st March 2022 without any prepayment penalty. Ongoing capexes have been financed from internal accrual. CRISIL has changed the outlook of company's existing credit rating of A positive, A plus, from stable to positive, and also upgraded credit rating of Sarda Metals by one notch and changed the outlook also to positive from here. Now I request Sri Manish Sarda to brief about global and domestic industry scenario and also industry outlook.
Thank you, Mr. P.K. Jain. The infrastructure push at global level to boost GDP has generated demand for steel and other commodities. Production cut to contain emission and de-incentivization of exports implemented by China have further increased global demand-supply gap and in steel boosting prospects for Indian exports. India exported 5.99 million metric tons of steel in this quarter against 4.76 million metric tons in quarter 1 and 5.44 million tons in quarter 2, 21. The apparent consumption was down from 24.96 million metric tons to 24.16 million metric tons quarter on quarter due to seasonal effect, but rose year on year from 23.63 million tons. Though prices of iron ore pellet corrected on reduced demand from China, the prices of finished steel remain firm on account of increased input cost, mainly coal and coke. Strong export demand enabled the producers to pass through the increased cost. On back of increased energy cost and demand from steel industry, prices of ferroalloys have touched record highs and are expected to remain at elevated levels in the near term. The export of ferroalloys has been increasing month on month from April 2021. Improved performance of ferroalloys has contributed in improved financial performance of the company. The price of iron ore pellet has fallen due to poor demand from China, but price of coal, coke has moved up substantially, resulting into elevated cost structure and higher prices for finished steel. The supply of coal against long-term linkages is also abnormally delayed, putting pressure on availability for the steel industry. This situation is expected to continue in near future. We have taken necessary steps in advance to ensure uninterrupted availability of coal and coke for our requirement. Profit margins have shifted in downstream projects. The increased demand has balanced domestic demand supply of steel and ferroalloys, which should enable stable capacity utilization and improve pricing. On global supply concerns, prices of steel is expected to remain firm. Ferroalloys prices have firmed up substantially and near-term outlook is also positive. Globally, many producers have cut their production due to high cost and non-availability of power at viable price. Though incremental benefit will partly be negated by increased coal and coke prices, still this segment should perform better in the near future. From November 2021, all ferroalloys furnaces in Raipur will become fully operational due to shortage of coal and other sources of energy. The world, including India, is facing power shortage. However, we are assured of uninterrupted coal supply at reasonable cost from our own captive coal mines. Sale of surplus power may also give additional revenue to Sarda Metals in the current quarter. This is all about the performance and outlook, and now we leave the forum open for questions from the participants. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 at this time. The first question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Equitas India. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, team. Congratulations once again on a phenomenal set of results. My first question was related to the ferroalloy division. Given that we have seen a significant spike in cost in the last one and a half months, what is the current cost of production of ferroalloy for us?
Jain sir, would you like to answer that question?
Yeah, I'll take the question. Present cost is somewhere about 90,000 rupees a ton.
Okay. So basically what I am trying to understand is, given the realizations have also firmed up and our cost of production has also increased substantially, last quarter if we see our average, if it was somewhere around 33-34 rupees, so can we expect similar or better EBIT margin in the current quarter, or where is it heading?
We should be able to maintain our margin to that level.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, secondly, my question was on hydro project. So, in the opening remarks, sir did mention that total revenue contribution was around 128 crore. I wanted to understand what was the EBIT contribution from this Sikkim new power project. And we have also seen a significant spike in trade receivable by almost 190 crore. So was this because of the Sikkim project, and if so, what is the terms of receivable for this segment?
Yeah, the EBIT margin from Sikkim Hydro Power Project is 103 crores.
Okay.
And what you are saying is correct. The receivables have gone up on account of the Sikkim project, because provisional tariff was approved in September, and therefore the invoices were raised only subsequent to that. And payment is falling due after a given period of the credit. Therefore, the age of 30th September, the trade receivables have gone up on that account.
Okay. So, can we see this improving going forward, or this will be maintained, like this will be the level of receivables?
No, it will improve, because this time for the whole quarter payment was due. Now always it will remain for 2 months or so, and it is again a seasonal effect. During rainy season, supply is more, and subsequent to that it goes down. So it will fluctuate, but it will go down from here.
All right. And
for 3 months, normal credit period is 2 months.
Okay, 2 months. And in the month of October, all around India, we saw increase in, rainfall by around 33%, if I'm not wrong. So I wanted to understand where we were positively impacted by this, and the December quarter, will it be better than normal quarter that we have observed?
Last year also, I think there were rains in October.
Okay.
So definitely, overall season to season it may vary, but if you see, it will be better as compared to the normal periods. But I think if you compare with the previous year, I have to check. So far as I remember, I think last year also we had some rainfall in October. There was delayed rainfall.
All right. And lastly, on the coal part, so given that we are starting coal mining this month, so, and the prices of coal have substantially gone up. I remember in a few calls before you mentioned that per ton benefit that we'll get will be around 1,000 rupees. So now that the coal price has substantially increased, how much per ton will we be benefited in the current cost regime?
You see, prices have been fluctuating. There has been sharp rise, then there have been some fall in the prices. Yes, margins will improve from here, but quantification will be very difficult at this moment. Yes, there will be improvement in our margins.
So we can consider by from December onwards, we will have a coal supply from our mines for the four months this year.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. That's it from my side, and season's greeting for the entire team.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Chetan Shah from Abacus AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, happy Diwali to everyone. Just one question, sir, from my side. Seeing the sharp volatility in a steel price and both iron ore and coal, and also the pellet, could you give us some sense of remaining 6 months, how do you see the pricing behaving and how is the demand getting impacted because of this? One is that, and second, on a ferroalloy side, such a continuous increasing in the price, is it getting any effect on a demand from our customer, both domestic and global? If you can give us some sense on that, please.
Manishi?
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, let me tell you that we are in a commodity bull cycle, and a lot of it has also been there because of the Chinese policies on the cutback of production, pollution control, illegal mining, and also that they are not going to at least push the production to their highest levels, which we were used to seeing in the last so many years because of the Winter Olympics also being there. So all in all, what has happened is there has been a strong de-incentivization in terms of policies in China. Also, a lot of production cuts have happened across Europe because in the ferroalloys, specifically in the ferroalloy sector, because of high gas prices. Crude prices have also gone up. The freight prices have also gone up globally, whether it is bulkers or containers, and we have seen the crisis of the supply chain system across the world. Apart from this, we have seen 2 years of COVID, which we saw was lackluster in terms of productivity because of manpower issues. And now that has all, you know, slowly dissipated, and now we are seeing that productivity has improved everywhere. The demand for ferroalloys has also increased. The demand for steel has also increased. And the export markets for India has opened up big time because of China's absence. So all in all, this will continue at least in the near term, we feel, for 6 to 8 months for sure. Now, price volatility as we speak, as ferroalloys prices have peaked, steel prices have also gone up. But again, we saw today morning that you know, all the major steel producers, JSW, SR, all have increased their, you know, flat product prices by 3,500 rupees. What realizes in the market in real terms will be seen in the next few days, but definitely a price increase is there. Whether it remains at 3,000 levels or 3,500 levels is yet to be seen. Now, what we see also is that world over, you know, the productivity for all other things has gone up, but still there is a shortage of a lot of products. And overall, default growth has to be there because of 2 years of lackluster, you know, productivity due to COVID. So we are very positive in terms of steel markets, that steel markets will remain firm. Coke and coal prices have corrected a bit, but they will still remain elevated for the next 3-4 months. Ferroalloys prices have also corrected a bit. It had gone up to $2,000 levels. In terms of rupee levels, it had gone up to 140,000. It has corrected, you know, to some extent, and we were expecting this correction, which is very normal. But all in all, we feel that the steel market, the ferroalloys industry, and the commodity cycle in general is going to be firm for the next couple of months, at least 6 to 8 months. That's what we think.
Sir, just one last question from my side. In terms of, you know, in last 3 to 4 quarters, we were hearing a lot of logistics-related issue in terms of not just for our business, but for almost in general. So how is the situation now in terms of availability of the ship and other things? And is it relatively better? Are we back to normal or where are we standing over there?
No, we are definitely not back to normal. We are definitely not back to normal. The global trade freights have increased. The Baltic Index has gone up. It's holding up there. The availability of ships and containers still is an issue. We are still facing shortages in terms of containers and bulkers across the globe. But relatively, what we saw a few months back, you know, the situation is improving day by day.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Manvardhan Bhai from Laurel Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for a great set of numbers. Just wanted to understand a little more on the Highland Park front. I missed the first part of the call, so this might be a slight repetition. But if you could take us through the linearity of this revenue stream and how will it vary from one quarter to the other?
Yeah, as you are aware, the hydropower is a seasonal business, so maximum revenue you get in the second quarter of the year. Third quarter it goes down, then fourth quarter is at the minimum level, and first quarter again it goes up. So, and again it depends on the rainfall, but generally if you see the maximum generation is in the second quarter of the financial year. Third quarter it goes slightly down from there. Fourth is the minimum.
Okay. So, so if one were to break it up in terms of percentages, suppose we generate, let's say close to 100% potential in the third quarter, what would that, in 100% potential in the second quarter, what would that potential be in the third and what would it be in the fourth? I mean, roughly, I mean, obviously there's no sort of penciling in exact numbers on this, but just to, so that we can build in something.
Really, what happens ki in the second quarter you get is, say, 90% of PLF for that quarter.
Okay.
And gradually PLF goes down, maybe I think it will go down to 60% in the third quarter. Then it will go down to 20% in the fourth quarter. And again it will go up to in the first quarter. Again it will go to maybe around 40% in the first quarter.
Fair enough. And also just wanted to understand, since now we are coming out of some major capexes that we've done. So, so what would be our debt repayment agenda over the next couple of years?
Debt repayment is already stated. We are making all payments on time and slightly we are prepaying. And otherwise whatever additional generation is there, that is being utilized for our expansion projects. We'll be paying as per schedule. And rest, there may be some prepayments, but not materially. Rest will be going for expansion projects.
So what would be the expansion projects that we have ongoing right now?
Now, as of today, we have taken one expansion in ferroalloys plant in Visakhapatnam.
Okay.
Second is we have taken a 25 megawatt hydropower project. Third, we have taken coal mines at Garepalma, Chhattisgarh. Fourth is coal mine in Madhya Pradesh. These are the four ongoing capexes, specific capexes in addition to the normal capexes, whatever improvement capexes are there. In addition to these four we have already taken up. Then few others are lined up. Two more hydropower projects are in pipeline. And definitely maybe some solar side also we can look at, but no firm plans on that side.
Okay. And so are we also planning to liquidate some of our investments to fund these projects, since we have some investments on the public listed equity side, etc.?
As of now, that requirement is not felt. We have sufficient surplus to meet our capex requirement. If that is required, that will be taken care of. But as of now, we have sufficient surplus generation to take care of our capex plans.
And any further investments in public equities that is planned from the listed company?
No such plan as of now.
No such plan. Okay, fair enough. Right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhukar Sheth from Blue Idea Services. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Congratulations, sir. You have given excellent results. Question is, what is the export? First of all, I'm sorry I came late. So market chalu tha to reh gaya. JSPL is exporting 40% of its steel. How much do we export?
We are not exporting steel. We are exporting ferroalloys.
Only ferroalloys, not steel.
We are landlocked state and we are in the long product side.
On the long product. So, flat product has premium. Long may not have.
Yeah.
Sir, in our plant, sponge iron plant, we are writing 100 MTPD. Generally, when we read MTPD, we read million tons per day or whatever per. So, M nikal denge na, sir, we are already metric since 1960. So, I'm sorry, I was confused. So, khali transfer day likha to bhi chalega. This is only a suggestion and nothing else.
Sure.
My question is that in late 80s and early 90s, Jindals were putting up 1 lakh ton per day sponge iron, 1 lakh tons per year of sponge iron plants in sequence. मतलब उसका वो बना के एक साथ में बनाते थे सब क्या बोलते हैं forgetting the proper word and they were very happy with it and we are making sponge iron plants in different sizes so can we standardize our size so that we have interchangeability of spare parts and other things
नहीं ये जो आप बता रहे हैं हमारा जो 90s का लगा हुआ 600 टन वाला जो है वो 90s में लगाया था उसके बाद जो लगे हैं वो हमने 500 टन पर डे वाले लगाए हैं तो जैसे जैसे टेक्नोलॉजी में इम्प्रूवमेंट आए अब नाउ स्टैंडर्ड साइज जनरली 500 टन पर डे और 600 टन पर डे की स्टैंडर्ड साइज हो गई है नाइन्टीज में जब टेक्नोलॉजी आई थी तो समय स्मॉल साइज के ही प्लांट लगते थे
बराबर एंड दिस स्पॉन्ज एंड सीम्स टू बी द चीपेस्ट रूट टू मेकिंग स्टील टूडे बिकॉज ऑफ द राइज इन कोकिंग कोल
यस
वेरी गुड सर Our what is power consumption in ferroalloy plant which is said to be highly power consuming?
Pardon? Power consumption depends on the product to product, what type of product we produce and what type of raw material we use. But okay. Generally in case of silico magnet it is in the range of 4000 units and in case of ferromagnet it is in the range of 3000 units.
Very good sir. Because I remember I am 73 years old and I am almost retired, but in good old days I used to participate in many conferences. So, sab log South Africa jate the, wahan power sasta milta tha, ferroalloy banane ke liye. So, now we are competitive in power generation, so we don't face such problems, right, sir?
Oh, no. We don't face.
You have diversified very well and I am sure you will continue to make profits, better profits against even market conditions, adverse market.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Satyan Vadva from Profusion Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Sorry, I joined a little bit late. I'm not sure if you covered this, but just wanted to know what is the per unit realization for the Sikkim project, the hydro project, if that's been finalized?
This is not a fixed tariff project. This is a cost plus tariff. The tariff will vary year to year depending upon the cost structure and all those things. We have been assured of the equity return as per regulations. There is a two-part tariff. One is the fixed cost and another is variable. So there is a detailed regulation. So there is no fixed tariff for this.
Okay. If there is no fixed tariff, is there a fixed sort of revenue that you will be able to generate from this on an annual basis that will depend on the water availability and water flow, etc.?
Yeah. Pardon?
Is there a fixed tariff that you will be able to get? Because it's a return on equity formula, right? So you will get 15.5% ROE.
Yeah.
So what is the actual tariff, the total tariff that you can get from this project on an annual basis? So for FY23, what is the likely revenue potential of this project? If you could just shed some light on that.
Revenue potential should be 250 crore plus.
250 crore plus. And should we take it about 80% EBITDA margin on that or more?
Pardon?
Should we take it as about 80% EBITDA margin?
Yeah, 80%
crores.
Yeah, somewhere it should be somewhere near that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Maheshwari from Sky Ridge Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thank you for taking my question and congratulations on good set of numbers. So my first question is regarding your coal blocks. So this mining that you're going to start, is it going to cover your entire coal requirement for captive usage?
Yes, it will suffice our entire requirement. Now, depending on the market conditions, we will take a call whether to sell the low-grade coal in Raigad itself and keep on purchasing from high-grade from South Africa or from SCCL.
Okay. So, right. My follow-up question was on that only. So, if you have more coal in the mine, will you be able to sell it in the market?
Absolutely. This is a commercial coal block. We can sell everything in the market.
Okay. So, is there a ceiling limit to that?
As of now, the mining capacity limit, environment clearance that we have got is for 1.2 million ton. We are trying to increase it to 1.8 million ton in coming year.
Okay. So, sir, my last question is regarding your coal imports. So, right now, are you importing any coal from Australia, Indonesia and all for your coke requirements and all, coke and coal?
No, we have sufficient stock at the moment. Once the mine commences, we will... our complete requirement we cover from our coal mines.
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you, sir. That's it for me.
We have a washery also attached to the coal mine.
Okay.
So, all our high-grade coal, we will be able to get from that washery.
Okay, thanks. That's it.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Aman Madreja from Augmenta Research. Please go ahead.
Sir, as you said, the ferrol prices are increasing. So, how is the scenario in the manganese ore prices, which is one of the main raw materials of ferroalloys? How is it doing?
So, the manganese ore prices, they have remained stable till now, as the supply side is very well covered, and there are new mines which have come into production. But last 20 days, we have seen some manganese ore prices firming up by, let's say, around 6 to 10%, depending upon the different grades. But we don't see a big price rise coming around in the manganese ore side, as the supply side is very well, contained, and there's a lot of material in the international market which is available.
So, sir, do we procure coal manganese ore from imports or through domestic environment?
We have a very nice blend of domestic manganese ore from Manganese Ore India Limited, and also we import a high-grade manganese ore, and we have a perfect blend in terms of imported and Indian manganese ore.
Okay. And sir, as I am known, the coking coal is just required in our ferroalloys production or steel production?
We don't require any coking coal. We don't require coking coal in our Raipur unit, and we don't require any coking coal in our Vizag unit. All we require is coke, and the requirement is also not like very huge. The coke prices have an impact on our production, but it's not a very big impact, as we are able to manage it with South African coal as well. So we use coke in our production of ferroalloys to the tune of 25% to 35%.
Okay. And sir, how do you see the outlook for pellets, billets, everything going forward?
As I said, in the initial half of the call, that overall we are in a commodity bull cycle, and we are foreseeing a very good, firm, stable market and a very good, stable demand for the next 6 to 8 months.
So in the last quarter, you said that the pellets realization, we are expecting the pellets realization to come down by 20% to 25%. So that scenario will continue, or it is going to increase only?
our last quarter's average realization for the pellet has been 13,900, and I don't foresee 25% downfall from here. Maybe slightly down, 10 to 15% might be down. Otherwise, for the current quarter, it will not be materially down.
The basic volatility will be there in the markets, but it's not going to be of a great impact per se for the next 6-8 months. When we say stable, you know, maybe, you know, some prices may come down, some prices may go up as well.
Okay, sir. Okay, got it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Bhandari, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon, and congratulations for the very good results. और by the way, सर आज का दिन जो है वो शारदा मास वर्षती और धनतेरस लक्ष्मी का मिलन का दिन है, जिस दिन इन्वेस्टर मीट है. तो मैं सर कुछ कहना चाहूंगा कि आज के दिन क्यों नहीं कुछ धमाका करते हैं सर, कि जो इन्वेस्टर्स के लिए जो शेयर होल्डर्स हैं उनकी कुछ वैल्यू एनहेंसमेंट हो जाए, कि आप बोनस इंटरिम डिविडेंड वगैरह कुछ दें और शेयर स्प्लिट भी कर दें सर.
ये सर तो बोर्ड के पास रहते हैं, आज की इन्वेस्टर मीट में तो वो कुछ हो नहीं सकता ना.
नहीं नहीं सर, वो नहीं, मैं तो जस्ट बता रहा हूँ कि इस पॉइंट के ऊपर भी सोच सकते हैं, बिकॉज अभी सिंस दी आप लोगों के पास रिजल्ट्स भी बहुत अच्छे हैं, और शेयर स्प्लिट होने से एक्चुअली लिक्विडिटी इन द मार्केट विल गो अप, तो उससे मैनी अदर पीपल ऑल्सो विल बी एबल टू पार्टिसिपेट.
ठीक है ना, आपने जो विचार रखे हैं डेफिनेटली विल प्लेस बिफोर द एप्रोप्रिएट फोरम.
और इतना अच्छा रिजर्व है सर, तो इस बार बोनस शेयर का भी सोचिए थोड़ा, है ना सर.
ठीक है मतलब.
हाँ, नाउ आई एम कमिंग टू द टेक्निकल पॉइंट्स. सर ये जो फेरो एलॉय का अपना टोटल प्रोडक्शन है एट रायपुर एंड एट वाइजाक, दैट इज 1,54,290 टन अप्रोक्सीमेटली. जी, तो ये जो है अपना टोटल प्रोडक्शन मतलब इतना ही होएगा सर पूरा साल में, या थोड़ा कम ज्यादा भी हो सकता है.
नहीं सर, आवर इंस्टॉल्ड कैपेसिटी इज मोर. अपार्ट फ्रॉम दैट यू नो इट ऑल्सो डिपेंड्स ऑन व्हाट प्रोडक्ट यू आर प्रोड्यूसिंग. सपोज यू प्रोड्यूस फेरोमैंगनीज, वी कैन प्रोड्यूस मोर देन व्हाट यू हैव जस्ट मेंशनड, बट इट डिपेंड्स अपॉन द मार्केट डिमांड्स एंड द डायनामिक्स ऑफ द प्राइसिंग दैट वी टेक अ कॉल एज टू व्हाट वी आर गोइंग टू डू क्वार्टर ऑन क्वार्टर. And going forward, what we are going to do is we are going to expand in Vizag by one more furnace, and we will be expanding our capacity by another 45,000-50,000 tons there.
जी सर, जी सर. तो ये कब तक चालू होगा सर, that Vizag expansion?
I think another 12 months we'll see the production. Correct, Jain sir? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, correct. ठीक है.
मतलब 12 मंथ्स में प्रोडक्शन मीन्स आफ्टर सेकेंड हाफ ऑफ द नेक्स्ट ईयर प्रोडक्शन चालू हो जाएगा. हेलो,
या होपफुली वी आर होपफुल.
अच्छा जी सर. अच्छा, जैसे बता रहे थे साढ़ा साहब कि चाइना और रशिया का जो प्रोडक्शन कम हुआ है, तो फेरोलॉय का डिमांड भी कम हुआ है सर.
नहीं सर, ऐसा है कि देखिए, चाइनीज हैव अ इंस्टॉल्ड कैपेसिटी ऑफ 25 मिलियन टन्स ऑफ फेरोलॉयस.
हाँ सर.
एंड इन यूरोप व्हाट हैज हैपेंड इज दैट वी हैव सीन गैस प्राइसेस गोइंग अप, एंड रशिया इज अनेबल टू ऑल्सो प्रोड्यूस इनफ गैस एंड गिव इट टू देम. सो वी हैव सीन मेजर प्लांट्स लाइक फेरोग्लोब, ओएफजेड एंड अदर प्लांट्स ऑफ वाले, यू नो, रिड्यूसिंग कैपेसिटी टू 50%. Now, these plants are big plants.
Yes.
What is happening is that globally, apart from China, there is a shortage of ferroalloys. And in China, what they are doing is they were exporting out of China also to the to the Asian markets like Taiwan, Korea, Japan. So that has stopped for the moment. And what China is producing is only consuming in their own captive way. So overall, what we are seeing is a supply chain, you know, imbalance in terms of markets like Latin America, you know, Middle East, Southeast Asia. We are seeing a little bit of an imbalance, and that is why the ferroalloys prices are on elevated, you know, levels.
Thank you, Mr. Bhandari. May we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the question queue. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Hemant Manoj, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, and congratulations on a very good result. I have multiple questions, but I will try to limit it to two. One is taking off from the previous answer itself. Actually, you explained very well how the ferroalloy demand is, or rather supply is getting impacted from China. So related point from that, I would very much appreciate if you could give us your view that while supply of ferroalloys is getting impacted because of their own power constraints as well as those various regulatory limitations that the Chinese government has imposed, do you think that there would also be a constraint, the reduction in the consumption demand of ferroalloys internally, and so that it might neutralize the reduction in supply?
You mean to say that the Chinese consumption will reduce?
Right.
So what has happened is we've seen a, you know, steel contraction in terms of production there. So definitely, you know, the demand for ferroalloys will be lesser in China. But you have to also understand that India does not export to China. India competes with China in the global markets. So what happens is there is a contraction in demand, and then there is a contraction in terms of production of ferroalloys. India has an edge over China today in the global markets. Because India is producing, you know, we are like full stream. All the production centers in India are doing very well. And we are one of the largest seaborne suppliers of silicon manganese in the world today.
Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to understand that since the supply is getting reduced, and if the demand also gets reduced to the same extent, then China will be not left with any additional deficit. I mean, the remaining rest of the world remains where they are.
No, I mean, you have to understand that if Chinese steel production will go down, their ferroalloy production is also down. You know,
right.
their captive demand is met with their own captive plants of, you know, ferroalloys. But China becomes inconsequential when they are not able to export in the global markets. And India becomes a favorite after China because after China, we are one of the largest bases for silicon manganese production in the world.
Right.
So if China is not able to produce for their own captive self, they will definitely not be exporting in the world markets, right? And then we are there to, compensate on those deficits in terms of supplies from China.
Right. Okay, thanks. And now another question, actually, on the coal mine part, I mean, since you already have the Gare Palma now with you and you are now going to develop another mine, if you could give a sense on... roughly in the percentage terms, I understand that you are also swapping your low-grade coal here, selling into the market and importing the higher-grade coal, right? So, net of that, what percentage you will be covered by your Gare Palma mine in terms of coal availability as of, let's say, December end and going forward, let's say, 6 months, 1 year down the line?
As already conveyed, it is sufficient to meet our 100% of our requirement, and then also there will be surplus. Our total coal requirement is less than a million. But as told, a part of that we may sell, and to that extent we will import high-grade coal, or maybe we will be buying high-grade coal from South Eastern Coal Fields. So that mining sufficient to take care of our full requirement. And then also there will be surplus to dispose of in the market.
And we also have, just to add on to that, we also have our own coal washery along with our coal mines. So our production capacity is 1.2 million tons. We've already requested the government to grant us the permission to produce 1.8 million tons going forward. And we will also see that what is the, you know, the pricing dynamics that is available in the market and how we can arbitrage that situation to our advantage, to the company's advantage, you know.
I see. Which means you will be mostly on the spot markets only on both sides, buying the imported coal as, or rather market coal and selling your own coal.
No, if our coal we can sell at a higher price and we can have a replacement cargo at a cheaper price on a fixed carbon basis, we would definitely look at that option as well.
Okay. Okay. So you evaluate regularly, and then you decide whether to be in the
it's a matrix that we'll have to follow to see what is the best advantage to the company.
Right. Thank you. In the interest of time, I'll stop here. I mean, I could come back later if there is some opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Equitas India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. I just had one more question regarding the coal mine. So what will be our average cost of production per ton from this mine?
Jens, sir?
The cost of mining would be around 1,000 to 1,200 rupees.
This
open cast one, and from the underground coal mine that we have got, it will be around 1600 to 1800 rupees.
16, and this includes the premium that we will pay, or that is on top of it?
It will be on top of it.
Okay, got it. So including the premium and on an average taking the underground and this, what will be our average cost of consumption of this coal mine?
There are different varieties of coal. So it will be very difficult because the mine has got different teams with a different GCV.
Okay.
Let me put it this way, just to clear off your question, in the sense that you're satisfied with the answer. See, both, one is a high-grade mine, one is a low-grade, you know, a power-grade coal mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then once you start mining, you have the different varieties of coal, and plus we have our own washery. So we'll be upgrading also the coal.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a very difficult answer because it's a very futuristic answer as to what the coal, you know, pricing would be or the coal costing would be, because it all depends upon the coal mining that we do and how much upgradation that we do at that point of time, depending upon the market scenario.
Fair enough. Understood. And secondly, on the cost of production of ferroalloy, which Jan sir mentioned that it is around 90,000 currently. So, sir, can you please give me some sense of the breakup of cost in power, coke and manganese ores currently?
No, this was based on the current market price. Based on our stock position, definitely our cost of production is on lower side. But,
okay.
But I had given the, based on the current market price, the cost is coming around 90,000 on the current market price.
And our per unit cost of power generation right now?
Our per unit cost of power generation in Raipur is well below 5 rupees.
Okay.
Well below. In Vishakhapatnam, present cost of power generation is on little on higher side because of the imported coal.
Okay. So this shall substantially go down post December.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Satyan Vadva from Profusion Capital. Please go ahead.
Just one more question on the hydropower front. Your total debt is roughly about 1,050 crores. Just wanted to know what is the interest payment on this debt for the hydro projects.
Pardon? Will you please repeat your question?
Have you renegotiated the interest on the hydropower project in Sikkim now that it's commercialized? And what would be the effective rate of interest on the debt for SICKIM for next year, FY23? I guess you'll get a better rate now that it's a revenue generating project.
Yeah. There have been some reduction in the rate of interest post commissioning of the project, but so far as renegotiation or refinancing is concerned, it will take some more time because now after commissioning, we have to have some performance, actual performance in the field, then final tariff has to come. Rating exercise is going on. Once the rating is improved, there is actual performance data available, then we will go for a refinancing or renegotiation of the rate of interest. So in FY23, there will be such reduction in the rate of interest as compared to the present rate of interest.
So what is the current rate of interest, sir?
Present average rate interest is somewhere about 11% plus. 11.5.
Okay, and you, right, and you would expect this to go down to maybe 8.5-9 post renegotiation next year.
Yeah, it should go somewhere about in the range of 9%, below 9%.
Okay.
So it will all actually it will depend. I mean the rate, Nilay, here, the rate will depend. I mean renegotiation all it will depend on how the what the market is, how the interest rate cycle is at that point in time, and then also the rating.
No, I mean, based on what the current market is, so we don't know what rates will be like a year from now, but just in the current scenario, I'm trying to get a sense of like 200 bits reduction in cost of interest.
Give a number now, there will be reduction, but very difficult to give a number right now.
Okay, that's fair enough. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Marcel, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. First of all, my congratulations to the entire team for the fantastic result. I have two questions. One question is that, for example, in case of our hydropower plant, what is the estimated rainfall in the East Sikkim during the December quarter, and what was the actual rainfall during September quarter?
So this is a very technical question. We have to get back to you on the actual numbers.
Okay, so as you said before that, like this, that the production as compared to PLF will be approximately 60% in the December quarter from the hydropower, right?
What happens, rainfall data is very difficult to quantify in this way. We can get back to you on this point.
No, sir. I'm not saying about rainfall now. I'm saying that as you mentioned in the reply of one of the other questions that that the estimated production or the projected production of the hydropower like during Q2, which is September quarter, is approximately 90% of the PLF. And then now it's saying, yeah, December quarter is 60%. Then it further taper down in the Q4. So you are saying the 60% is approximately still production will be there from the hydropower in December quarter, right?
In normal course.
Okay, normal course. Okay, fantastic. Number one. Number two. You said that we will be opening this new mine in December month. So to start with this mine in December month itself, what will be like estimated production in the first month itself?
It will reach the total required capacity 1 lakh ton per month. We will achieve in, from the very first month.
Ah, very good, very good. So very good. So and then during this recent coal crisis, did it impact our company or not?
Pardon?
Like yeah, last few weeks we have seen that that the Coal India stopped supplying coal to like other user than to user other than the power plants.
No. We were not impacted during the coal crisis. We had covered our coal requirements from the domestic as well as international markets way before the coal crisis happened.
Very good. Good planning, sir. Good planning. And my last question is that this. What was the average price of pellet and wire rods during September quarter, and what is the current prices?
As already given out in our presentation, in September quarter, our pellet average realization was 13,900 approximate.
Okay, and what is the current price, sir?
Current price is somewhere about below 13,800 to 13,000.
Okay, answer. What about wire rod?
Wire rod, our average realization for wire rod was
actually, if you refer to the presentation now, you will find this in the investor presentation.
but like I just I could see only production quantity. I could see the rate maybe like maybe I missed it. Anyway, so like and like, what is the current prices of the wire rods?
It was 45,000.
Current
45,000 in the
September quarter.
September quarter. Okay. The currently the prices are around 50,000 rupees.
Currently 50,000.
So like currently the wire the currently the price of wire rod is more than the September quarter.
Yes, yes.
So oh, very good.
Fantastic. You will get all realization related data.
I just said like my just like one more question. What cost rationalization efforts we have taken or we are trying to take, like to optimize the cost and so on to be still to produce still better results?
Couldn't hear your question, please.
So what I'm saying, like in order to take the like any like potential headwinds in the stride, every company takes some special initiative on the cost control, cost reduction, cost optimization, whatever you call. So if you can just give a couple of points that what specific cost measures you have taken, cost control measures you have taken, so that which will benefit the entire company itself.
I am happy to share that we have changed both of our turbines that were old, and it was a very high capex investment that we had taken so that we can improve our steam generation and steam consumption. So that is one of the major cost effective exercise that we had taken earlier. We in recent times, as you must have known, we have taken all our ferroalloy furnaces one by one under shutdown for 3 months, and we have upgraded all our equipment in these and in the times, in these difficult times when the coal and coke prices have increased 3 times, we have covered ourselves in such a way that we don't see any shortages of these commodities in our existing running plants.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Sarda, Joint Managing Director, Sarda Energy and Minerals Limited, for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Yeah, we thank all the investors who have reposed confidence in the company. We hope we have replied the queries to their satisfaction. In case of any further queries, they can always reach to the company or our IR team. The coordinates are given in the presentation filed with the stock exchanges. Thanks once again for sparing time and participation.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Sarda Energy and Minerals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.